Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Am I full? Man, did I eat at Thanksgiving? Enjoyed football. What a great day. One of my favorite days of the year. But welcome to the Bubba Show. We're glad to have you here. And here we're going to go back and listen to Sunday, because this is the opportunity that you get to learn to be better at what we do, and you learn better ways to make money. So let's go back to Sunday night, the Sunday night call with the Badger and myself. Here we go.
I had some huge profits on the trades for Friday, Saturday statements, but they vanished on the Thinkorswim statement. What happens all the – well, again, you get a lot of things. First of all, on Friday, a lot of things get what they call mismarked. Okay, that's number one. They mark a spread that you're long or you're short. They mark it at 60 cents. You know it's worth a dollar. So you know you're losing 40 cents a contract to begin with. Okay, so look, I'll tell you what the profit should be. And last week, basically, you know, should have been somewhere near a wash. Could have made a little bit of money. You could have lost a little bit of money. It really depends where you got in at. But overall, all the trades, there was no big loser in the bunch. And there was no monster winner in the bunch, but there was enough winners to cover, and depending on which ones you got in and how you exited them, you should have made a little bit of money, okay, but we'll call it a wash. I don't track the track record, and I don't even give out my own track record because it's not fair to everybody else. Somebody actually does it for me, and it's their track record, because then that makes it more reasonable for everybody, because I don't care about the track record. I mean, to me, I can make it look like anything I want to make it look like, right? I mean, anybody can write numbers down. I can tell you it's a billion, you're going to make a billion percent, and that's impossible. And I don't do that because I really don't care. What I really care about is that you learn and you understand the model, because if you understand the model, you're never going to blow out. You're going to always make money. Again, you won't make money every week or every day, but you'll always make money, okay? But the biggest thing, the more important of all that, is you'll be in business to make money, because when you get involved in things that are crazy, you don't have money to be in business, and then what happens? Then you learned it, but you got no money left. Okay, so remember, it's about the discipline and the trading that you're doing. Okay, nice try though. I got out at 520, but was set to limit of 5. That's cool. That's fine. You got, I mean, 520 is better than 5. Okay, that'll happen. If you have a limit order, remember, if you guys have a limit order in at $5, but it opens at 6, you're going to get filled at 6. They're not going to come drop down and fill you at 5, unless they can figure out a way to do it, but typically that's not going to happen, okay? You're going to get filled basically on the opening print, okay, if you have the order working like we want you to do. Market was really moving, yep. I made $65, not including commissions, on Home Depot with the trade. Well, again, everybody's going to look at their own. I can't tell you, you know, Gail, you're never satisfied, so I don't know what to tell you. Tuesday, I'm doing my hedging webinar. It's a 5-week class, okay, that there is a subscription cost to it. I knew there would be adjustments. Understood. Thanks. All right, great. So, anyways, as we just take a look back at, you know, the overall week, again, you know, the FAS and QQQs were break even. Home Depot was a winner. Walmart was definitely a winner, and that was a night. Walmart was probably the best trade of the week, okay? CRM was very good for some and not great for others. That's the issue. That's what bothers me. Target, again, same story. Good for some, not for others. That becomes the issue. That's why I don't think. And Gap didn't do anything. It kind of exploded on Friday, though. It kind of pissed me off a little bit. But at the end of the day, it wasn't a loser. It could have been a winner, depending on how you traded out of it and what you did. But if you did it the way I asked you to, you didn't lose any money. So that was the key. So basically, a fairly nondescript week, and a week that we actually based being short. I mean, we were net short the market based on what we did, based on the initial trades you put on, and based on how we exited the trades, we were net short the market, and a market that never went down one day. So, I mean, it just goes to show you the power of, if you know what you're doing, that you can set yourself up for these types of positions, looking for it, and not have to necessarily worry about it. Okay, and that's more important to us, okay, as educators and as teachers, to have you prepared to make the most amount of money when you have the opportunity to do so. Okay, so that's what we're looking for. That's always what our goal and objective is, for you to be able to make money at all times. And again, we know that not every trade is going to be a winner. You know, people will often ask, well, what's the best trade? And I go, if I knew, I wouldn't give you a bad one. Okay? All right. So, Badger, we got, this is something that I'm confused about, Badger. You might have a better clue. There's not an emergency Fed meeting tomorrow, but there's a Fed meeting tomorrow. What the hell are they? Why are they having a meeting tomorrow? What could possibly be behind them having a meeting tomorrow? Can you tell me?
I'm not sure. I mean, we talked about this earlier today. Could be a couple of things. They could be dealing with interbank rates, which reading what they published on their website, dealing with interbank rates does not necessarily deal with raising or lowering interest rates. The other thing is, it just clear. It also said Fed rates. So, you know, it's more Fed speak. When the Fed speaks, it's hard to tell. It, you know, it may turn out on Tuesday that all of a sudden you go, my goodness, look at this. The Fed decided to raise before they said they would in December. Or they're now going to go to QE4. If there's any possibility tomorrow, I have no idea. To me, I believe it is pretty, looking at the market tonight, I believe it's pretty much nothing. I could be wrong, but when they have an emergency, it's not, what do they call it, emergency? What do they say that? The actual.
I don't know what they. Right? I don't know what they. Let me see what it says exactly. Hold on one second.
Unusual.
Unexpected yeah. Fed meeting. Okay, so why? You know, now I said right away QE4 because I don't believe they're going to raise. I think Badger and I are on opposite sides of this trade right now. Okay, I don't believe they're going to raise. He believes they are. Okay, now the other thing is, if they're going to raise, then tomorrow would be a good day to do it instead of Christmas, because I don't think they want to raise it right at Christmas, because I do think the market will sell off a little bit based on it. But tomorrow wouldn't be good for that either, because, I mean, we got a holiday week here. So, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing, and I certainly have no idea what they're doing. But there is a meeting tomorrow, which is unannounced, and somebody just sent it to me tonight, this afternoon, and it's tomorrow, the 23rd, at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Okay? So I have no idea what it's about, but obviously they felt compelled to get together tomorrow. Maybe they want to have coffee. I have no idea. Okay? It would be helpful. Will be helpful if when you sent the updates, you will say the strike we should buy, sell, or buy. Some of us aren't at work and not enough time to think. Thanks. Okay. I could do that. I can try to incorporate that. That's fine. I get that. Anyways, I put these up today because, you know, again, the Badger and I have been relatively on the bearish side. Again, we don't defend it. And we tell you that, you know, last week we said that we figured the market's going higher. I mean, there wasn't even a question of what we thought. We both came on simultaneously and said, we're going up. Okay, but what I wanted to show you, and this is four, these are the four.
And anyway, I'll come back and show you when we get back from the break. But again, do you want to improve your trading? Do you want to be better in the options world? Do you want to learn more? Are you ready for yourself to take that next step? Okay, and if you are, then I've got a special. Okay, you can try it for a month for $20, basically. I mean, now, I can't do much better than that, okay, because, again, you know, there is costs involved. But, again, I'm here. I want to change your trading life. I want you to be better. I want you to make money. I love that you listen to the Bubba Show. So we are here to help you, because at the end of the day, we've got a special on futures coming out today as well. But again, we want to let you understand how to become a better trader, investor, and learn how to make more money. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step by here for a break. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Sunday Call. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back. When love runs high in this time. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you with the Badger with Sunday Night Call. Let's get back to it so we can make you better. Here we go.
Four major indexes, okay? And if you look at them, and you can probably guess which one's which, but this is the Russell on the top, and this doesn't look very good. I mean, this just looks like it's, you know, making it a descending, where the others look like they're making ascending. You agree with that, Badger?
Yeah. Now, well, they are making ascending, but they're also some of, well, yeah. But they're also, if you notice, they're coming against resistance here. If they break out to the top, I guess we're going a lot higher. I don't understand why, personally, looking at the economic data, talking to people that actually really do fundamental stuff, we're sort of at a shock. But in the meantime, the market's never wrong. And if they go, they go. Those patterns right there indicate that we're probably near a top. But again, if it breaks out, then we're probably going higher because they're definitely in an ascending triangle.
Right. So, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We're not going to guess. We're not going to play for it. I just wanted you to be aware. But what we're looking at here is the chart. And this is the Badger and I watched this. This is the Russell on top. This, to me, is more of the realistic of anything. But, of course, the NASDAQ is kind of the second real one, and that did make it high. And it is breaking out again. So we'll see how it trades. But, again, I just wanted you to see what we're looking at when we believe yeah, what we're looking for, because again, there's a lot of overhead resistance here. Now we might go straight through it, okay? And I'm not saying we're not going to, but I just wanted to kind of see the pictures and the views we get. All right, let's get into some trading. Well, okay. Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, just one thing.
So I'm going to back
that up again.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what you're getting is you're getting divergence here. All right. Now the Russell usually, and this has held for probably, well, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Usually this pattern is bearish. We have no idea why in this particular market this pattern is bullish. We're sort of stuck. We use this a lot. When we were at the bottoms 7 years ago, we were noticing the Russell was rallying where the other markets were still breaking, and we used that. So if you look at this chart, this is one of the reasons why we're bearish. Now, we're wrong. There's no question about it. The market is never wrong. But looking historically, we still think the market's a favorite not to go much higher.
Correct. Okay, this is the Russell. Okay. This is the S&P. Excuse me, this is the Dow. This is the S&P, and this is the NASDAQ. Okay. But they all look similar, except the Russell looks like the weakest of the bunch, and the NASDAQ looks like the strongest, and the other two look like they're kind of just hanging out. Okay, I just wanted to see the picture and get a general idea of why we think what we think. And it's not, we're just not, you know, saying, hey, we're going down. So, last week was, again, it was a week that was, you know, it was a week. It's a week off the calendar. The trade was light. We got some favorable movement. We did okay. Not the end of the world. But it is a holiday week this week. So you want to be, I'm telling you, Wednesday at noon, Katie bar the door, good night. Now, what that does create, what we call the vacuum effect sometimes. Okay? Now, if I were to guess, we were going to have a vacuum this week, which means all a vacuum is when you get one of these, the market makes a dramatic move one way or the other for no reason and at no time with no volume because there's nobody in the way to stop it. My guess is if we get a dramatic move, it will be to the downside. And again, I'm not predicting that, but I think a lot of times it's better not to be involved in the market. Okay, we're going to get involved in a couple of things because I don't mind making a couple of trades. Okay, most of our trades that we're going to put on are going to actually be 2 weeks out because, A, I don't like these kind of holiday weeks, number one, and, B, I don't want to have anybody have to be worried about what's going on Friday because I hope a lot of you are taking off a four-day week. Okay, and expiration is Friday. So to make everybody's schedule and make it easier for everybody, I mean, I'm going to do updates every day just like I always do. Okay, so that won't change. But if you don't want to be around and you don't want to get involved, then don't trade. That's really what I'm trying to say is if you're not comfortable and you don't want to be around, do not trade this week because, you know, you can put my other trades on because they're going to be 2 weeks out, so I don't care. But there's going to be one or two trades that we're going to look at for this week only. And if you're not comfortable, you're not going to be around, and you don't want to look, then don't put them on. Okay, and really it's not a big deal. I'm just putting them on because they looked okay to me, and they're actually I did one which was just a straight, basically Iron Condor, and one that was basically an Inside Outside. Okay. So anyway, so let's look at the earnings trades first. And the only two potential earnings trades we had this week were, the first one was Palo Alto, which we've actually done quite well with in the past, which is why I looked at it. And this has actually picked up volume, which has gotten better, so I'm happier here. Now, Palo Alto, okay, I looked at it, I go, and I tried to look at it all different ways, and I go, you know what, I don't really want to get involved. I've got to really, if I want to get, the trade I want to put on, you know, when you're looking at a $170 stock that's expecting, oops, let me get over here. Why is my machine all screwed up here? What the hell happened here? Where's my phone?
I noticed that. That was I noticed
right, well,
that.
Well, I'll tell you what it's expecting about a $14 move. Okay,
right,
so it's expecting
right.
about a 9% move. Okay, at the end of the day, okay, you know, do I really want to get involved? You know, hell, I hate to ruin the holidays, right? I hate losing money on Fridays, and I hate to ruin anybody's holiday. So I looked and I looked and I looked and I came up, and I said, you know what? The only trade that I could really possibly see here, if I want to do a trade, and I'm not telling you that you should do this or not do this, I will update it as if you did do it. Okay, and this will be told. This is your call. Okay, I'm doing it. I'm gonna show you what I would look at if I were gonna do it. And what I would look at here is a straight Iron Condor, and I'm gonna go out. Okay, I'm gonna go out and buy the 185 call. And I'm gonna go out and buy the 155 put. Okay, and I'm gonna sell the 182.50 call. I'm going to sell the 182.50 call. Okay, and I'm going to sell the 157.50 put. Okay, and that brings me. This is funny. I did it earlier. It was a 95 cent credit. It's showing me a dollar now. It doesn't matter. Okay, here's the deal. Okay, we're accounting for all of the move, basically. Okay, you're going to get a dollar if it stays within the expected move. You've got $1.50 risk. Okay. This is an Iron Condor. And as you know, we don't usually do Iron Condors. Oh, somebody asked me about that. You know what? I got to answer that question too. I got to remember. I thought I printed it out. Anyways, let me answer this first. So it's, you know, it's not a spectacular trade. It's not a terrible trade. It's a trade that if you're willing to risk $1.50 to make a dollar, it's a good trade. Okay. It's 3-2. It matches what we're looking for when we make a trade like this. We've certainly accounted for enough of the movement. But again, if you're not interested, this report's tomorrow, so it's got to be on tomorrow. Now, the good news is that you'll know and you can adjust it beforehand without taking a total loss if you decide to do it. But if you don't want to do it, again, I'm not encouraging. I'm not discouraging. This is what I'm just showing. And this is a trade for Buck. Do you like this trade, Badger?
Yeah, the trade's fine. There's nothing wrong. We have the kind of markets that this is a good trade. We're not certainly going to get killed. These holiday weeks and the week after are tough, Bubba. You know that as well as I do. We've been doing this a long time. So by putting on credits here, we don't mind this. We think it's a pretty good trade.
Exactly. So, again, that's up to you. Again, I'm not a big fan of these. With this kind of week, because, again, I hate to ruin anybody's holiday with a dog, okay? But you'll know right away. I guess you'll have time to recover if it goes crazy. Anyways, so this is a straight Iron Condor, and somebody asked me about.
And we'll come back with the question on Iron Condors. But again, we are sharing this on Black Friday, and we do have a Black Friday special on futures. But also, I'm going to make a Black Friday special on the Sunday call. And certainly, you know, I think that if you're not on it, you're making a mistake. Again, what we teach is the real world, okay? We are real honest traders that give you real honest opinions of a market. We tell you that you are not going to make money on every trade. And more important than the making money is how you handle and how you exit losing trades when you're wrong. Because again, we know one thing as a certainty, there are going to be losing trades that happen. There is no way to avoid that fact. Go to BubbaTrading.com and check out your special invitation to come aboard the Sunday Night Call that you can get on at a dramatic discount right now. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be back after the break with more of the Sunday Night Call. But right now, I'm going to step out and try to digest a little bit more of that Thanksgiving turkey. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're having some fun with the Sunday Night Call. And again, I'm just encouraging you that there is nothing like it. There is no call in the industry where two professional traders get up and tell you what they're seeing, what they're thinking, and understand the risk that's involved in it. But let's get back to it right now.
You know, I bitch about, you know, iron condors and stuff. And my answer back was, I can't find the question. I'm really pissed about that. But anyways, the answer is that, yes, we do a lot more of that stuff right now because we're teaching you a professional's trade. When you first come in to my information, I don't teach advanced stuff. I have to make sure everybody's on the same page, okay? And now that I feel that most everybody's on the same page and we're learning, then I want to teach you how to really trade. In other words, first I'm teaching you the model, how it works. And as you've noticed, we've progressed from trade to trade to trade, and we've still got more. Okay, we've got more trades in our arsenal. So we're not trying to feed the broker. What we're trying to do is collect these big credits that give us an opportunity to collect on both sides of the market. Because you'll be surprised. One of these days, one of these $5 or $6 credits, you're going to collect it. Okay? And one of these days, you're going to get one of these stocks that's going to run like crazy. The way you, either way, because we're playing it for both sides, and you're going to make a lot. We've done that a couple of times, okay, with a couple of trades. So we're not trying to generate commission for the broker. What we're trying to do is we're trying to show you the professional's model of trading, okay, and that entails more legs and more to trade. But again, if you limit it down to what your risk model comes down to, you're not dripping away premium. You're not giving away money. You have anything to add there, Mr. Badger?
No. These are more advanced trades, and they have good potential in the long run, and we are not trying to feed the broker. I agree 100%.
Okay. Now, if your broker is too high and you're making all these trades, you probably should talk to your broker. But at the end of the day, and if you're in Canada, for sure talk to your broker, but talk to me because I'll get you a deal at Thinkorswim in Canada. But at the end of it, again, we're doing these trades because they represent tremendous opportunity, okay, without having to always be right on direction. If you look at last week as a perfect example, we were not right on direction, but we didn't lose money. We actually made money, okay? And if you didn't make money, you were close enough, okay? But at the end of it, we're not trying to – we're trying to put you in the best possible position that you can be in and absorb any market movement without blowing your brains out. That's the bottom line. So we're not creating these to do anything but to put you in a better position. Because, again, there's some very complex strategies, but we also have to weigh the risk that we put you under, because the Badger and I know exactly what to do. If something goes wrong, we know where we're going. I mean, just like, for example, I was short last week coming in. We bought futures at night because we knew we were short. We wanted to cover up our position a little bit, okay? So that's what you have to realize when you're doing all this stuff, is where are you and how does it work, okay? So we're teaching you much better strategies over time and what's going to work in the long, drawn-out process of trading, okay? I did speak to my TD Ameritrade broker, and he lowered my option commission. Okay. You should always ask. Don't be shy. He's right. Okay. We are going to December 1 because of a short week. Yes, we are. That's why I was off. I apologize. You guys are right there. This one is actually November. That's why my price is off by a nickel. I missed it. There you go. Now it's off a nickel the other way. Okay. We're going. This one's for this week. One more trick for this week, and that's John Deere. Okay. John Deere, I looked at it. Okay. Now, I would tend to think it's probably going to go lower, but I didn't want to try to pick direction. Okay. I didn't want to try to get fancy. Now, John Deere was a little thin as well. Okay. So, again, this is just an optional dealie for you guys. But what I did like about the potential here, okay, is I liked, you know, we haven't done this for a long time, but I'm assuming that someday we may, maybe not, but we may one day again get volatility. I don't know for sure, but someday we may. Okay. And I just thought, I looked at it and I go, okay, we haven't done this trade for a while. And can we make something work here? And I looked at the inside outside, and that's going to equate to 77. And we're going to sell the 74. Okay. Now, so here we got a credit of 19 cents. We've got a dollar's worth of risk. So we got 81 cents worth of risk here. When you get the writing, so it's 15 cents because all these prices changed as I did this. But anyways, we're selling the strangle this week, and we're buying an outside strangle next week. So inside, we're selling inside of the outside. Now, we're not going quite as far as the expected move. Okay, this has got an expected move of about 450 plus or minus. So I'm staying in tighter than that, looking for some action, and hopefully that'll stay. Okay, but the other thing is if we stay below 78 or above 74, 73, okay, I'm going to be fine, and I'm going to own options next week for either a very small amount of money or for free. But what I'm looking for is maybe we get some volatility back next week. Maybe something happens, you know, after the holiday. Again, I don't know. I'm looking for a reason. And again, this is not one of my super specials, but this is in case somebody wants to trade it. Here's an inside outside. So we're selling the inside that expires this week, and we're buying the outside that expires next week. Now, the perfect scenario would be that we would close somewhere between 74 and 77. Then there would be no decision to make. The 74 and 77 would expire worthless, and we would just own the 73 and 78 for next week. That would be the ideal scenario. And we don't have to do anything until Friday. Again, that requires action on your part on Friday, most likely. Okay? So if you don't want to be involved on Friday, do not put this trade on. Okay? All right. Now, the trades I do like, okay, they're pretty similar. They're basically ratio butterflies, but I did want to go out to next week, and again, I think the Badger and I are still in agreement that the markets are overbought and the gold is oversold. However, they both continue to go in opposite directions anyways. The markets keep going up and gold keeps going down. Down again tonight? Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, so again, that isn't the issue, and we're not going to tell you to get short here. We're not going to short the market here. I'm just going to play the market neutral and look for a move, and the spiders, okay, I can go out to DSWAN, which is 2 weeks, basically 12 days, okay? And if I go out there with a straight ratio trade, okay, and we're going to do I'll price it here at 209.5. Okay, so I just started the double calendar. It's 209.5, so I'm going to buy the 210.5. I'm going to buy the 208.5. Okay, I'm going to put them all in December. So now I've got it all set up. So now I got to get my ratio right. So again, we walk through the ratio model. So if I would do it twice, and then I got to buy extras. So I want to buy an extra call, and I want to buy an extra put. Okay, well, I'm not doing it for a debit. I mean, you know, I don't have to. Why should I do a trade for a debit? Now, if you look at the risk, it's $328. Okay, so that's what the risk is on this trade, a 3x4. But if I go up one and go to 4x5, okay, now I'm getting 66 cents. So what's my risk? Who remembers? 4 times 1, or 400 times 100, or 4 times 100, 400 minus 66 cents gives me a $334 risk. Well, here I'm getting 66 cents credit instead of paying a debit. Which trade would you rather make, Badger?
Well, we always like to make the credit. we always like to have the defense where if we don't score, the worst we can do is tie. So we like the credit.
So, and then I like to think, okay, so let me check the temperature and go one more out and see what happens. Okay. So now I went one more. Oh, I'm getting $160 credit. Oh, so now what's my risk? $340. Amazingly, it's now less risk or the same risk because that's not right. You know, change. It changed. You know, they did something, but it doesn't matter. The risk is about the same as getting the 66 cent credit. So for the extra 4 contracts they have to put on, which cost you about $4 or $5 or $3, I'm getting a whole $100 more worth of credit, which gives me more leeway, more flexibility. And if we do come back and stay at 209.5, I'm going to get to keep a lot more cash. Okay? And if it goes straight up, I'm going to make the same. If it goes straight down, I'll make the same. So here I'm giving myself an opportunity to collect more money. Does that make sense to everybody?
And hopefully that does make sense to you, because that's what learning how to build a market and build the portfolio and continue to trade at the best probability for yourself. And of course, that's what we're doing here, is we're trying to give you the best way without giving you the promise of billion-dollar trades. Because again, some of these can be very big winners, but we know as a mathematical certainty that they can never be very big losers in dollars. They can be percentage losers, but the dollars are strictly controlled. And if you're not controlling dollars, then you are making a mistake. If you are not trading based on the size of your account, you're making a big mistake. These are all things that you will learn with myself and the Badger on a regular basis if you should try to check it out. Again, it's not about the winning trade. It's about protecting and defending against the losers, because the winners will always take care of themselves. But the common theme and the common problem for most is they do not know how to handle they don't know how to maximize the winning trades, and they don't know how to minimize the losing trades. And that is always our goals and objective, is to put you in that best position. So I'm telling you, go to BubbaTrading.com. Go to thebubbashow.org. Check out the sites regardless, but this is your chance to make 2016 your year and get ready to rock and roll. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out for a break, and we'll come back and wrap up the week. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you as we continue this Sunday night, this day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And if you've gotten the email today from us, it's the Black Friday special we're offering on futures, but check it out. But today we're still talking about the Sunday call. Let's get back to it right now.
That's what I just said, because I want to make sure. I want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Makes sense to me, but Bubba.
Well, I hope so. All right, so we're good. It looks like we're good. Okay, so this goes on for 2 weeks. You don't have to think about it. Now what I'll do, of course, is I will give you numbers to work this week, because I don't know if it's going to happen this week. I mean, I got news for you. My personal preference would be that we got a rally this week, and we lifted the long call at a profit, put the whole trade in profit, and then went home next weekend short and came in next week short. That would be my preference. But again, I'm not going to deliberately give up money to come in short. I'm going to look at it and say, okay, here I am. Am I set up? And if I can set up a short position that I own for free, and I got money in my pocket already, that ain't bad. Okay, now, so then I said, okay, well, let's look at gold. Now, gold, first of all, gold is like dead. I mean, this is like going to a funeral parlor watching, looking at gold. I mean, it doesn't even go anywhere. It's just been, you know, for the last couple of weeks, it's been just, after it fell, it's just like going to make a new lows. Now, either the commodity index are going to continue to get crippled, okay, or we're going to see some sort of a turnaround. The Badger and I both believe that we're probably going to see at least a bounce in here somewhere, okay? We both believe that the dollar, one of the big controlling factors is the dollar, and the dollar is very strong right now, and it's once again a little bit stronger tonight, okay? But what we're really assuming is that the people trading the dollar assume that if the Fed does raise rates, the dollar will get stronger, but they've already kind of priced that in. So basically, in my opinion, the dollar falls no matter what, okay? And that will create some more action in the commodity space because commodities have been absolutely decimated. But that's kind of what we see. Do you agree with that, Badger?
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot. And we think really that the rise in the dollar is baked in. By what we mean by that, it's market expectation. We think the big players know, or they believe, that if there's a rise in interest rates, the dollar probably is going to stabilize here. And we're not saying the dollar is going to go lower for sure. We think that the dollar is reaching a pretty key level here. We may be wrong. Some outside circumstances could change that. But we're playing a hunch, or something we've done for a long time, that when you bake this in, suddenly the surprise happens. The dollar doesn't go up on the cut. The dollar goes down because the participants already have it in against the foreign currency basket. And if you look at the basket of foreign currencies, we think there's a good chance we are correct.
Okay. What about going to six contracts? You can go to six contracts. You can go any number you want past that. QQQ, you know, I cannot get long the QQQ myself here at this level. And I can't, in good conscience, recommend a short. I would be being irresponsible to all of you if we recommended a short. We might be right, but it would be irresponsible of us to recommend a short player since based on the market goes up every day. So it's a very precarious position, so I can't give you – you know, I'm not afraid to give direction on either side. If I have a direction to give you, I'll give it to you. But I'm certainly not going to recommend a short into these markets right now because they just go up every day. So it would be like me gambling with your money, and I don't want to do that. And I think the Badger agrees, correct?
Yeah, 100%. Again, you know, we base our technical analysis on what we see, particularly because we've been right so much when we get that divergence between the Russell 2000 and the other indexes, but it's not working. I mean, we're wrong. We think there's a good chance over time we're going to be right on this, but right now we're wrong. So I wouldn't get long here. I mean, I would never get long here, but I certainly would. We can't get short either, so we're sort of neutral here. We're not going to get long, though, definitely. We were playing neutral. Last Sunday, that's why we said, don't, under any circumstances, sell out here. Don't get short. I mean, don't cover. Wait. And we were right that time. So, you know, broken clocks, right, what, twice a day? Anyway, we
not
do
anymore,
believe...
Not if it's digital.
But we do believe that the technical analysis that we have, which has done well for years and years, probably will work out.
So, okay, interesting. So again, the cues I can make one, but again, I'm not trying to get directional. I'm trying to make to be more neutral the market and benefit from either move because I really believe it's going to have a hard fall. But I don't know that it'll be this week. That could be tomorrow after the Fed. I have no idea what they're going to say. Again, I don't have any clues of what the hell this is all about. The problem I have with going up one more contract is that the underlying equity has to go up one more dollar. That is incorrect. You are getting that dollar back in the credit. You are not giving up anything, okay, and you have the same amount of risk. If I do it 2x3 or 3x4 and my overall risk is $300, I got to get $3 for one side. It doesn't matter how many contracts I have on. Okay, if my maximum risk is X, okay, it doesn't change as to what I have to do to get out. So that is an incorrect assumption. Okay. Would you have working orders? And I would think so. Yeah. I mean, let me look at it. But yeah, I'd probably work orders in to get out. Again, I'd like to get out with a profit. Okay. So we took that trade at 359. I'd probably put the working orders in this week at $5. Okay. And I'll write that up. I mean, I wouldn't put them in at four right away. I don't want to take such a short profit right away. I mean, I got time to judge it and make a better decision. Okay. Is there a play in CMGR? Full indexing reel? Not for you guys. Not for this call. It's probably a buy, but let me go to gold, and I'll show you the CMGR. So gold, we looked at the same trade, and, of course, basically we set it up 103, which is at the money, and we're going to walk up and look, and I happen to know it starts right about here, 4x5. Okay, so here I'm getting $1.87 credit on a 4x5. So, again, 400 minus $1.87, okay, is $2.13 worth of risk. So if I went up one more, okay, and I'm getting 273, I got $227 worth of risk. So I like the extra. I like the bonus pool. I want to go for the more money because, again, just the thought we did, the talk we just had, my risk is $227 on this trade. Okay, it's 500 minus 273. So I have to sell one of these extra options for $2.27 or more. Okay? Doesn't matter. That's my risk. I have to get $2.27 to guarantee a break even on one of those extra options. Whether I go down a dollar, okay, because it's down a dollar, okay, I still have how much risk? $213. So I got to get $213 or more for that extra option. Doesn't change. I can go down again. Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, if I go down one more time, okay, I get $1.02 credit. My risk is $198, so I got to get $2. But I'm going up because I'm not giving up that much to go up. Oops, I'm not giving it much to up that much to go up, and I'm getting a much bigger credit. And what if it does come back and sit back at that level? Then I'm getting more here. I can go up to 7 if I want. Okay, basically the same risk and get more credit. I mean, you can go up as high as you want, but the value you have to weigh then is what are the probabilities of it happening and the extra commission for every time you go up. But again, here, our risk, again, stays the same. Okay? Here, we can get 444. So if you're willing to take more credit, knowing that you're paying more commission, you can go as big as you want. Okay? As long as the model stays the same, we don't care. Okay? That's what you have to look at, is the risk-reward versus everything else. Right off the top, it's 700 minus 444, okay, or the trade we actually proposed, which is 500 minus 500 minus 273, so it's $227. Okay,
and that's what you always have to keep in mind is your risk. Again, it's a risk model. That's what we're trading. It's a mathematical valuation of risk. That is what you always have to be in thought of, is how to do it. I hope you enjoyed the presentation of the Sunday call. You have my personal invitation to come in and join me and the Badger to change your trading life. But that'll do it for today, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Black Friday. I hope you can go out shopping because they're nuts out there. But you can shop at the Bubba Show or BubbaTrading.com and get some things that you definitely need for next year. But everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. Same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later. The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk Event.